seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD Brand Weather Stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Cooking tips, food news, Connecticut restaurants. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's a whole new year of talking food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can follow her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. We talk to her every Tuesday in the feed about all different restaurants and food and everything that happens here in Connecticut when it comes to eating. And maybe you want to try some new places in the new year. And I thought it would be good to, you know, talk about some of those hole-in-the-wall places. We know all the famous restaurants in Connecticut, but some places you might not know of yet that you could try. Right, Alex?
For sure. I really quickly wanted to find what I believe is a hole-in-the-wall restaurant. To me, it's a restaurant that's local. You can only find it in one place. It's not a chain or franchise. They're unique. You'll normally see the owner walking around, speaking with and greeting guests. These are the restaurants I love to eat at, and they're easily overlooked. So I love to shine a light on them, especially on my pages. I've personally eaten at all of these restaurants I'm going to list right now, and I would love to start with Pasta Avest in Guilford. They offer wood-fired, Neapolitan, New Haven, and Sicilian-style pizza. They have subs, salads, stuffed breads, fresh sandwiches on homemade focaccia bread. My favorite thing to order there is the garlic bread with a side of their vodka sauce. They also have a buffalo chicken penne and a gorgonzola cream sauce. They offer fresh food at a reasonable price. It's a great place. Next, there's Rosito's in Brantford. Rosito's is a family-owned and operated Italian restaurant, and they offer freshly made pastas, slow roasted meats, really great seafood dishes, and they actually won for the number one lasagna in Connecticut, and I have had it, and it is amazing.
Nice. Those both sound great. And it's true what you said about finding these places that, you know, aren't a chain, or a lot of them are family owned. They're just like, you know, it's such a unique experience, you know?
Right. They're comfortable spots that you want to go to where you normally don't have to make a reservation or wait in a long line to get into. And then I'll move into East Haven now. There is a newly opened Romanian restaurant called Transylvania. They have a shrimp entree called Andre's Way. It's mouthwatering. I also ate my first wiener schnitzel here, and their veal cutlet was truly something special. It's a great hole-in-the-wall restaurant, friendly owners, and it was great to try something new. And in New Haven, there's a snug little restaurant called 163, which offers wood-fire Neapolitan-style pizza. Their menu is fantastic, one of my favorites, truly. They offer salads, appetizers for the table, sandwiches, seafood, veggie, and meat pizzas. I have the sweet and salami, which has that spice factor with a hint of sweet honey. And they also have a goat pizza, which is asparagus, onions, goat cheese, basil aioli, and a cranberry honey jam, which was made there. Truly memorable pizza, so definitely check out 163. And lastly, there's Tipsy Tomato in Derby. I loved this shoot. They have some of the best starters and shared plates I've had. They have a vodka sauce calamad with sun-dried tomatoes. They offer soups, sandwiches, subs, salads, all those classic Italian dinners as well. But at Tipsy Tomato, they have a specialty pizza called the Baked Stuffed Shrimp. This pizza is out of this world. It's won awards in the state. It's white garlic, shrimp, and a Ritz cracker crab meat stuffing. I come back just for that pizza alone. I've also had their cheeseburger pizza, which I was hesitant about at first, but I really love their toppings. It really came together. It tasted just like a Big Mac. That was a great hole-in-the-wall find for me.
Nice. These all sound awesome. I want to try all of these places. I'll be sure to put them up, too, at star999.com in a blog post so people can check them out if they want to. But thank you so much, Alex. This is great.
Absolutely. Check out these holes in the walls in Connecticut. You never know what you're going to find.
All right. And follow CT Food Girly on Instagram for more of her food content. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Talk to you next week.